At a dance, did the men ever bang their feet on the floor?
No, not like they do now, or to kick and cavort around like they do now. I believe they'd put them out. They just, people just didn't act boisterous in those days like they do now.
What do they call that, banging their feet on the floor? Or what did they then?
I don't know.
Stomp or stamp?
Yes, I suppose that's what you call it now. After the country began to settle up. Buck Furnister danced one time, and there was a man that just wasn't right in the head. He just wasn't as bright as he could have been. And there was three or four of the boys and a girl or two. And this one guy's name was John, and he couldn't get hardly any of the girls to dance with him because he was all afraid of him. I remember I just screamed to get near him. And this brother of his come around, and he says, "You're not a dancing, John?" And John said, "It was all too." And now John was stomping, I said. He was all too. We had that as a saying for a long, long time. We'd see somebody doing something, we'd say, "You're not a dancing, John?"
Oh, I bet that broke you up right there.
Oh my.
If someone is sound asleep and then in the next moment he's wide awake, you say he has what? Wakened or woke up?
Oh, he's wide awake. He came wide awake. I mean, that's what I'd say if he was just alert when he woke up. I'd say he's wide awake.
Oh, if you were out with one of your little sisters and there were a snake down there and she were going to reach down and grab it, what'd you shout? What would you shout to her?
Don't touch it, don't touch it.
Boy, I think I'd shout
get
that
back. More than likely that's what I'd say. Get back, get back.
What did you do when the wagon got stuck in the sand?
Well,